Hey, siblings, you tuned into On Air with Philly, that new voice of Philadelphia. I'm your host, Trini, and you're tapped into Chat with Trin, where we talk about digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. Okay, first I want to say I'm super excited. This is my first show. Everybody, mark the date. Mark the date. And I'm just so excited for this opportunity. I am not located in Philadelphia. I do remote, but we are going to be interviewing people all around the world in this digital marketing space. And if you guys don't know, digital marketing is going to be a 1.5 trillion dollar industry by 2030, according to Forbes magazine. That is crazy. Everybody is making money online. This is crazy. So I'm here to teach you all the ins and the outs about it, and let's get into it. Okay, so the big confusing question that so many people have, what is digital marketing? Like, what is it? So I'm gonna break it down for you really, really quick, really, really simple. Digital marketing is promoting a product or service online through various strategies. You know what? I still feel like I didn't land it like I wanted to. So let me break it down even more for you. Let me make it even more simple. Digital marketing is the sale of a digital product. But what's a digital product? Like, that's a bit confusing. So that's information, guidance. It can be guides, books, courses. That's anything that can be a product that is not tangible, like nothing that you can really hold in your hand. It's basically digital, you know, and you can send it online. So that's a digital product, and digital marketing is selling of that product. Okay, you got me? All right, cool. Ooh, we still got time. We still got time. So, ooh, come give it to me. Give it to me, baby. All right, So before we can actually take a deep dive into how you can make money from digital products, we have to have a deeper understanding of the licensing. You guys are like, licensing? Oh, sounds so boring. I know, but it's really not, because it's actually bomb. Now, PLR, what is PLR? That is private label rights. PLR, private label rights licensing. Okay, so when a digital product comes with PLR licensing, that means that you can actually change the product to your liking and resell it for 100% profit. Okay, so let me give an example. You buy an ebook. This ebook teaches you how to manifest the life that you love. It's teaching you step by step, and it's 30 pages, and it's an ebook. You can't grab it. It's not tangible. You can print it out if you want, but you actually purchase this from someone online or somewhere online, and it's like in a PDF form, or it's on something called Canva, you know, and that is, we'll go into that. Listen, I didn't lose you. It's just think PDF for right now, all right? Okay, let me dig just a little bit deeper. Let's say you buy the ebook and the ebook is green. You don't want green. Green is not that color for you. You want pink. And the font is too dark. You're like, yo, it's too dark, it's too bold. I want something a little more dainty. You can change that to your liking, okay? But MRR, yeah, what's MRR? That's master resale rights. That's when you can't do anything to the product. So usually courses have MRR licensing, master resale rights licensing, which means that you can buy it and resell the product, which is that course or anything, for 100% profit. But you cannot, by any means necessary, change the product. You have to sell it as is with that MRR licensing, master resale rights. Okay, whew, that was a mouthful. But whew, one more, what is affiliate marketing? Oh, I love affiliate marketing. That's how you really continue to make money while your money is making money. Because check this out. If you sell a product with PLR licensing and you sell another product with MRR licensing, yeah, you are getting that 100% profit. But if you were the one that created those products, you're not going to get any more money when someone else, or you're not going to get any more income coming into your business if someone else sells their product. And that's why lots of people in the digital marketing space are now selling affiliate products. And affiliate products is when you add a certain percentage onto your product that you will get back when someone else sells your product. So for instance, let's say I have a green book. This green book talks about how you can make money very, very fast and save it, but also invest it, okay? And it's 20 pages, and it comes with an affiliate licensing. Now, what is that? That means that I'm gonna sell a product for 100% profit, and I'll get 100% profit because I created the product. But let's say I sell it to Jan, and Jan sells the product. Well, I let Jan know that this product is an affiliate product, which means that she is going to sell the product for 100%, whatever their price is, and she's going to get 85%, and I am going to get 15%. So every time that thing is sold, I'm going to get 15% of whatever the price is of their product. And that is what affiliate marketing is. I hope that some of this information resonated with you and that you have a clear understanding of what is going on online, and like, how are these people making tens of thousands of dollars? Like, what are they doing? So that's just the tip of the iceberg, talking a little bit about that. But we wouldn't be here on Air with Philly. Get lucrative. So I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor, theblackhelpdesk.com. If you guys need anything that's going to help your business and you just need a little bit of insight, a little bit of direction, go to theblackhelpdesk.com, okay? And I promise you, you are going to be well taken care of. And listen, if you guys have any questions, or even if you guys want to leave a message for me, like, I'll play it during my show. You guys can call in at 760-566-6247. Once again, that's 760-566-6247. My name is Trini. You're tapped into the Chat with Trin show on Air Philly, the new voice of Philadelphia, talking about digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. So what's next? We're talking about motivation. No, should we do a manifestation? All right, let's talk about manifestation. All right, so it's like manifestation. I feel like this word is so used, so trite, so mundane. Everybody's like running it into the ground, but people are having a challenging time understanding how to manifest. And when they finally do see some of it working, they're not really executing it properly. See, manifestation is when you put conscious thought and action together, and that's when it becomes that manifestation. That's when that becomes a reality. But if you don't put the action behind that conscious thought, it's never going to be manifested. You know, it's never going to be manifested. So you have to do for self. You have to be able to be something to become something, okay? It just doesn't happen. You just don't become something, you know, over time. You have to actually say to yourself that that is what you are, you know, and that is how you become something. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, so let's get into it. The reason that I like the Black Help Desk is because it has the web designers and it has the graphic designers. For those of you that are not really good at content creation, you know, they stand out. Like, I mean, you know, you want to stand out online and in print with the best Black web and graphic designers in Philly. You know, you want to find a creative expert for your business on the Black Help Desk, not anybody else's business. You want it to be catered to you. So, like, if you log in to theblackhelpdesk.com, that's theblackhelpdesk.com. So start your search, and if you're a designer, this your services today. Like, it's that simple. Like, come and get it. Like, let's get it. Let's spread the word. Let's do it. Oh my God, I'm crying. So that brings me to the final topic of the day. And the reason that, like, I'm about to cry, like, but the reason that it makes me want to cry is because it's like when you are surrounded by like-minded people, you really thrive. And if you don't know, wealth has a frequency. And if you are in low vibration, you will not be on that frequency and you will not become wealthy. You literally have to be in a happy state, like, for the most part, most of the time. And that's how you're going to get to where you want. That's how your brain is going to allow you to navigate through all of the stuff that's being thrown at you a day to get you to where you want to be and to become that person that you want to become. So again, if you guys want to hit me up, you guys want to leave me a message, go right on ahead. Call that 760-566-6247. You guys can follow me on Chat with Trend on all social media platforms. That's CHATWITHTRIN. And you're listening to On Air with Philly. We are approaching our last segment. I'm going to go in and out with this one because this is about motivation. If you do not have the right people around you, you need to read the people that are in your circle. If those people are not pushing you and speaking life into you, then you need to limit your time with them to 5 minutes a day speaking to them, because they are influencing your thought, your mind. They're influencing the way you move and how you function. And if you're okay with where they are in life, and if you're okay with them influencing you and being your mentor, then continue to talk to them. But if you are not, you need to find a way to pivot that relationship to a shorter increment of time throughout the day. So again, you're listening to On Air Philly. Please go visit theblackhelpdesk.com. You're tuned into On Air Philly with Trini on Chat with Trin, that new voice of Philadelphia, every Monday at 9:30 a.m.